I'm Kamaya Truitt Martin from the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. We asked our team of youth reporters to go out and tell us something about their community. Rose DeCanto just graduated from Durham School of the Arts. She spent the summer interviewing a unique collective of teenage bands.
Starting a band is hard. I would know because I've been in like four of them. It's hard enough to get people to show up for a rehearsal, and it's even harder when you're under 18. People sometimes don't take you seriously.
If nobody's ever heard of you, and you're just a bunch of random, like, teenagers, nobody wants to book you for a show.
Since we were, like, a young band, they were trying to, like, use us. They took our headlining spot.
And I mean, some shows are 21 up, so you can play, but none of your friends can come.
CJ Sierra is 19. He's a drummer in the band Student Health. A few months ago, he and his bandmates got pushed around by an older band they played a show with.
And the whole time we played, I was just angry. I was just hitting my drum kit as hard as I could, and I was actually bleeding from my hands while playing because I didn't know what else to do.
About a month after that show, CJ got together with members of three other teenage bands. They were planning a show.
At some point, we kind of all realize it's really hard to get, what, four relatively young bands on a single bill at a lot of venues locally. So we were like, we're not getting the respect we deserve and whatnot. And so we decided we were going to start a record label and promote ourselves.
They call the label 85 Split. Together they can book gigs, release music, get things on social media, and promote each other's shows.
So many bands nowadays are just, they're doing everything themselves. They're promoting everything by themselves. They're recording their own music by themselves. You know, they're getting art done from someone by themselves, and it's really expensive.
Members of the collective pool resources. They share their gear, and they help each other get recorded.
Everybody plays with everybody. Everybody comes out and sees us, so everybody else. So it's just we all work together.
That's Ian Horlbogen. He's 16, and he plays bass in Orphan Riot.
All right, so I noticed you were kind of getting it.
I kind of lost it.
No, that's okay.
Ian's getting tips from Cooper Statiel, the singer of Semantics, another band in 85 Split.
Okay, cool. So that should be a tempo where you can like really attack those notes. Do 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 do. So don't be afraid to really go at them. You know, your whole body should kind of carry the energy of the song, and when your arm is saying
Orphan Riot plays 4 to 5 shows a month. Tonight they're in Greenville at Backdoor Skate Shop. They're playing a show with 85 Split label mates Jimmy.
Oh, there's Orphan Riot. What up, legends?
Give me that head and I'll take that.
All right, yeah, we'll do, man.
If you can, it's heavy.
I might.
Let me know if it's too heavy.
Oh, I got this.
Each band played a 30-minute set, but they all stayed till the very end.
I talked to the bassist from Cellrot, trying to just get some tips on how to move while playing, because right now I'm kind of just stand there.
It's been almost 6 months since 85 Split started. Bands say booking gigs is easier, and more people are coming to their shows.
We've had a lot of older bands come to us as well, because they see what we're doing, and they're like, oh, I want to be a part of that now.
CJ wants to build something that will last, to make sure nobody has to start at square one.
It's important to kind of show a lot of younger people like, hey, we're here, let us help you. And then as we age out of 85 Split, I hope that these younger bands will grow up and look at the bands behind them and say, I was helped, now it's my turn to help you and whatnot. And just kind of like keep it going.
For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Rose DeCanto.
There's more on that story, pictures, and other youth reports online at WUNC.org. As you can tell, Rose is a huge local music fan. That's part of the reason she went local when we asked her to pick a song for the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. We asked her to pick a song that she thinks says something about North Carolina.
My name is Rose DeConto. I graduated from Durham School of the Arts. I picked a song called Resonance by Solar Halos. I mean, it's a sludge doom metal band, kind of, so that's just kind of the general vibe of most of their songs, but this one specifically, it's just kind of slow, but it picks up in certain parts, and it's like, it's not dissonant per se, but like the way that the chords sound, it's not necessarily like bright, and it's a very like full and low sounding song, I guess. I just really like that band in particular because they have this, like their bassist, they have a drummer, a guitarist, and a bassist, but their bassist also has a low tom, and like every now and then he'll stop playing the bass and like hit the low tom to make it more, just to like add effect to it and like add more layers to the drumming. Solid. This particular song is like a little bit droney and kind of dark, and it kind of just reminds me of being in the woods at night, which is like my experience of North Carolina. It's just a lot of driving on back roads when it's kind of dark and scary, but more like calm than anything else.